We'll do a couple of sentences, which I think they'll give us insight into the whole parsha. First, let's take a look just at a couple of Mishnayos in Avos that around which this very long first sentence revolves. It says Kol Machlokes Shi L'Shem Shamayim. Right, that's in Perek Hey in Avos Mishnah Yitzayim. Kol Machlokes Shi L'Shem Shamayim. Machlokes, which is L'Shem Shamayim. Sofa Liskayim. In the end, it will be Miskayim. It will be Miskayim. It will be lasting.
Sounds
weird, yeah, right? Sofa Liskayim. V'she'ein L'Shem Shamayim. And that which is ain't L'Shem Shamayim ain't Sofa Liskayim. Really, the idea of Kiyum, though, Kiyum means that it has permanence to it. It has, you know, this doesn't mean that the state of Machlokes necessarily has to remain, but the effect of the Machlokes is a permanent effect. And just like emes is something which is kaim, it stands on a broad base. It always remains sheker, right? It has no raglaim. Sheker stands on one foot. It doesn't last. It falls over. Same thing also be v'she'ein l'shem shemayim ein sof liskayim. Ein zvi machlokes shi l'shem shemayim. We get an example of the machlokes which is l'shem shemayim. Zvi machlokes hilul v'shamayim.
You didn't really number the
point. V'she'ein l'shem shemayim. Zumach Lokis Korach with Kaladasa, and that which is not L'shem Shamayim is what he calls Korach and his band, and his gathering. Okay, that's the first Mishnah. Second Mishnah, right, is in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, in Pirkei Aleph. Zuei Omer, he said, Hillel said, "If ain anili mili, right? If I am not for myself, who will be for me? Im ein ani li mi li. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? Ukishani la atzmi. And when I am for myself, ma ani. What am I? Im lo achshav emasai. And if not now, then when?" Right? Like a sort of cryptic statement. Yeah. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? If I'm only for myself, then what am I? And then the last thing. And if not now, when? Sort of like, you know, free association. So Sfas Emes says, right, this I think is a very fundamental.
What was the last one again?
And if not now, then when? The Sfas Emes is a very fundamental Sfas Emes. I think it really touches on something that we're always never really sure exactly how it's supposed to work in terms of our own place in Klal Yisrael. This is b'mishnah, says Sfas Emes. Right, it says. It says in the Zohar, "The polig al Shabbos shenikra shalom, va'achid b'machlokes ein sham." Korach.
What's polig?
To plukta, an argument. He would call Korach was cholek on Shabbos and on Shalom. In other words, what Korach stood for was the antithesis of Shabbos and Shalom. And he'll explain. He says, as it's
common. Shalom, how do we see Shabbos?
Shabbos and Shalom. We'll see.
We see Shalom, how do we see Shabbos?
We'll see. Ki bevada yesh makom l'chiluke deos shenimtza b'nei Yisrael. Of course, there's room in B'nai Yisrael for different opinions. Chiluke deos. You don't have to roll over and play dead, right? Everybody is entitled, again, as long as they're basing it on something in Torah. They sucked it out of their thumbs, so then it's not worth all that much, right? But if a person is coming from a place of Torah, there's room for chilukei deos, for differing opinions. So the Gemara in Brachos says that just as our faces are not the same, so too, right, our deos, our comprehension, the way that we experience and relate to reality is not the same. The inah ki mashakosav adoni avi skeni mori v'rabi zechonah l'bracha ala mishnah im ena nili mili. And this is what my grandfather, this is a chibush harim, Sfas Emes is speaking here, says with regard to this mishnah im ein anili mili. Kivichol Adam, what does it mean? If I'm not going to be for myself, who will be for me? He says, Kikol Adam nivrel attacking dover miyuchad. Every person was created to rectify, to perfect, to elevate a specific thing, right? Shein acher yochel ataki. No one else can do it.
Himself or the world?
It makes no difference. It's recorded in himself, in the world, in the stream of time, right? Really, that's what it is. In other words, he is recording. He's meant, because no two people have exactly the same makeup. Just as their faces are not the same, so too their spiritual, psychological makeup is not the same. Right? Okay. By Inyan, I'll be... Right? Just like in every person is not the same, so too every zman, right, needs its own tikkun.
So he's kind of, if not for myself, who will be? He's talking about everybody's responsible to rectify himself?
He doesn't say rectify himself. He says, I have a job in this world. Each person has an individual, unique job. Part of that job is something that may deal with myself. In other words, I might have a particularly prickly nature.
No.
Right? And maybe what you call it, my job description is to rectify that, to mollify that, right? To uplift it, etc. Then there's also there's also the objects that I come into contact with, right? Since my nature is different. So I don't deal with what you call it, the experiences, the objects that I come into contact with, right? And so too, in every moment in time, he says, every moment in time requires its own tikkun. As we usually take, the manana approach. I don't do it now, I'll do it later, right, etc. But it's not true. It's true, you might be able to do that particular act later, but what was needed earlier is not what's needed now, right? When you're doing it later, you're doing something, you're taking the zman that was really made for something else.
You have an example?
That's pashut. Okay? Right? When you don't do what you're supposed to do it at the time, we take the approach. What difference if I do it now? I'll do it later, right? Well, the difference is that when you're doing it later, you're doing, right, what was supposed to be done now in the stream of time. You're doing it when you caught it in time when something else was meant to be done. So say to me, there are things that we call an onus. You have no control over it. But just the general approach that, why do what I can do now and if I can do it later, right, that general approach is a possible approach. And that's the end of the Mishnah. Vimlo akshav emasai. The beginning and what you call it, and the end of the Mishnah are addressing im ein ani li mi li, and as I have a unique tafkid to do, and no one else is going to do it for me, right? The end of the Mishnah says, v'lo achshav emasai, every moment in the stream of time has a unique requirement, as a requirement. And if it doesn't get done now, you've essentially killed that piece of time. Im kol zeh, with that, in other words, as he spoke about the two poles of the Mishnah, im kol zeh, nonetheless, if I'm only by myself, what am I? What am I? So now he explains. Ma ani yemani shitzorech kol echad levatel chelik prati shelo el haklal ad kan divrei pi chacham chen. Yeah, right. This is what his grandfather said, that after one has done that which is individually incumbent upon him, uniquely incumbent upon him.
Start it again.
After a person has already done that which is uniquely incumbent upon him, it's his responsibility. Like we said before, if I don't do it, because I have a unique job description, if I don't do it, someone else can't do it for me.
Nobody else can do it.
Right, they can't do it for me. But after all that is said and done, it has to be reinserted into the klal. And I have to reconnect, recall myself to what he called the Christ, and realize that we are a unified organism, right? We don't exist as islands.
I don't understand what you're saying. After only for myself, who am I? Start again. What do you mean reinsert yourself?
You have to you have to realize that your job description is not just what he called you. Your job description is also part of
the. Contribute to the.
It's part of the general picture. It's part of the general picture.
You have to do
it.
Your
importance. Right?
Not doing it for myself, or doing it for
it's
selfless.
Selfless is a methodology to accomplishing this, right? But the idea is that it's like, let's say in any limb, right? The hand has to do one thing, the foot has to do another thing, right? Etc. See, they're obviously what the hand is supposed to do and the foot is not going to do, and vice versa. But they're all contributing, right, to the cloud. They're all contributing to the organism functioning the way it should be, because the organism, the spiritual organism that has received the Torah as a whole, are called the Jewish people. They're called the Jewish people. So it's not that you can't live, you know, it's separate from that concept.
You can't.
The inyan zeh noeg ba'olam shana v'nefesh. This is something that he's spoken about before. It says from the Sefer Yetzirah that Kodesh Baruch Hu presents himself on the plane of space, right? On the plane of time, and on the plane of life, the life force. Ki b'sheishes yimei habreishes nivra b'kol yom inyan miyuchad lo rizeh k'rizeh. During the 6 days of creation, every parcel of time was created uniquely. Right? There's a unique aspect of Yom Rishon, and a unique aspect of Yom Sheni, and Shlishi, and Ravi, etc. Every day has its unique, even the events that we do, right, that are repeated, they're repetitive. I do the same thing on Sundays, I did on Mondays, I did on Tuesdays, I did on Wednesdays, I did on Thursdays, I did on Friday, right? But the need, right, the requirement of the way that we do it is multiplied by the variable called Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, or Yom Rishon, Yom Chamishi. Each day has got its own unique requirement. Ach Shabbos hu akol al kol hayom.
You want to know what Monday is, Tuesday is, what
requirement
is on each day.
Right, don't know. Ach Shabbos hu akol al kol hayom. Shabbos puts together all the yamim. Shabbos unifies.
Shabbos goes under time.
Right, Shabbos. Right, that's what we're talking in the human time first. Right, Shabbos unifies all of the disparate parts of the flow of time. Who kli machzik bracha? Aydish yishbo achdus. Right, it becomes the kli that's machzik bracha, because what? Because it has within it the concept of achdus, of oneness, of oneness. In other words, recall like the last Mishnah in Shas says, right? Rav Shimon Chalapta says, "Lomata Kodesh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha li Yisrael el haShalom." Right? The only kli that can be machzik bracha, that can hold bracha, is shalom. Why? Because if bracha by definition is increase. How can you have a vessel that holds constant increase? It's always being outstripped by the bracha. But what you call it, when you have shalom, when all things become one, so they all meld into one again, then it's possible to have shalom, and it's possible to have bracha. So the same token, what you call it, on Shabbos, Shabbos is the kli machzik bracha, because on Shabbos, things return to one, right? A person has, we call it neshama yisera, right? A person has neshama yisera on Shabbos. We call it, another way of describing it is a person gets a different seichel, a different capacity, as it were, to look at creation, right, as being a function of Hashem, who is one. Eino novara, that's only other borshel. And everything that happens is His will, and everything that is happening is leading towards His goal, His will, His goal. The source of creation, the destiny of creation, the path of creation are all one.
Oh, yeah.
One, right? So a person, what do you call it? A person gets a seichel, a special seichel on Shabbos, to be able to what do you call it, to relate to that. During the week, he doesn't have it. You find, right? You find, for instance, yeah, that in both in Tilim Ayin Gimel.
I think if you stay up all night too, that happens. I think it's possible.
Okay, really cool. Tamid Chacham are always begetter Shabbos. It's really cool. And the Iker time for Kesser Chisroshal Torah is at night, so that is conceivable, right? A person, right? The Chazal say that Talmid Chacham is always Bechinas Shabbos. He lives Shabbos. He lives Shabbos all the time. He lives Shabbos all the time. And like you said, really cool, you stay up all night. It's really cool. The Kesser of Torah is B'dak at night. So I guess you're right. You can experience that then also. Experience that as well also. Okay. So now we find that on Shabbos and in the Beis HaMikdash, where a person gets what I call like unique seichel. He gets a different way of understanding things. Like in Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, so it talks about the about the Rishayim succeeding, right, etc. How can this be, right? And then all of a sudden you come to Shabbos and all of a sudden you understand it better, right? And it's not because you've gotten any new facts, right? It's not like you've got new facts. You just have a different seichel. Then you're able to realize, you're able to digest better, you're able to relate to better the idea that everything is one, right? That all of Hashem's will is one. And under normal circumstances, we look at Hashem's will and say, what's going on here? It doesn't make sense, right? But on Shabbos, a person gets a new seichel, called the Shami Seiros, or when a person goes to the Beis HaMikdash, also, it says in Mizmor, Ayin Gimel, Asaf says, you know, I'm looking around here, recall the Rishonim are having, what he called, are being successful, the Tzaddikim are suffering. I said, I'm going to collapse. Until I came to the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, it also has that unique quality of being able to give a person a seichel that he can digest, and all of this is one.
It's okay.
Right? Fine. Sorry. So that's what he says. She says, we're up to here. So, you do first word in the line is Kiyum. 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 Kiyum Kal Yom Kiyisa. Bas Shabbos Bas Menucha. Shabbos, what he called, gives us Achdus, and that gives Kiyum, right? It gives further existence, what he called, to all the days. Kiyum Kal Yom Kiyisa. Bas Shabbos Bas Menucha. When Shabbos comes, Menucha comes. Menucha doesn't just mean I can get myself into a hammock, right? Right? Menucha means that I'm now in a state of where the agitation, the vibes of the week, which, you know, confuse me and leave me with a sort of feeling like, what the heck is going on over here? One thing after the next, I don't see any stream of connection between anything. On Shabbos, you come to Menucha. V'nigma malacha kim in shalom in klum. If there's no shalom, there is nothing. Right? In other words, if there were nothing to hold together the disparate parts, then all you have is chaos. If the atom couldn't hold together, right? You know, all together, all the subatomic particles, then you have chaos. You have chaos. Ukmochin benafshos kol nefesh ish bo'inim yuchad. And so too, like we said, olam shana nefesh. In olam, right? The place that holds together the entire world is the Beis HaMikdash.
Olam space.
Right? Right? The place that holds together the entire world is the Beis HaMikdash. Like we saw from Mizmor Asaf, that we call his experience coming to the Beis HaMikdash, he was able to put together, etc. Yeah, in that space, he was able to put together the realization that what he calls that everything is from Hashem, everything is one. Everything is one. He had the capacity to digest it, not just to say it, to experience it, to feel it was real. And not just to mouth the words. On Shabbos, the person also has the capacity. And that's also part of what we call the recourse of Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Right? That Adam Rishon wrote that, and he talks about the success of Rishayim. He realizes afterwards, and until the Shabbos came, I was like a behema. Ish bar lo yedal, chsil yavin ezos, right? I was like a behema. I didn't understand anything. I was an empty person. Now, coming to Shabbos, I do understand. And so too Nefesh. Kol nefesh ish bo inyan miyuchad v'nei Yisrael
imaklal. That's nefesh.
Nefesh, life force, right? Every nefesh and every soul in the Jewish people has got its own unique tafkid. V'af apichad v'nei Yisrael atzom yishgam ken tzadik hakol ko ha'proti k'ni'isa, yeah? K'ni'isa. Yodea v'rikol v'haloch l'neged rucho shal kol echad. The tzadik, the unique tzadik, right? Unique tzaddik, who can put everything together, put everyone together, right? He knows how to, what do you call it, knows how to walk with the spirit of every individual.
What does that mean?
In other words, he knows how to relate to different people.
That's his
tafkid,
or?
No, not necessarily his tafkid. His tafkid is he does his thing, but he's able to unify. In other words, by him, he becomes like the clearinghouse, just like Shabbos is the clearinghouse of Zman, and just as the Beis HaMikdash is the clearinghouse of space, so too the Tzaddik, right, because of his selflessness, right, and his ability, as it were, to relate to each person according to who he is, he becomes the clearinghouse for the souls of the Jewish people.
That's how somebody put all the names.
I understand. I'll survive. Fine. Nefesh, yeah. Ability to walk with the spirit of each person. Like one person, you know, the way you talk to them is what you call, hi, how you doing? The other person, you know, you got to stick it to them. It's really good. You're not being accurate. Oh, right? Because each person needs what he needs. Well, say it, but the tzaddik is trying to give him what he needs. You're right, he gets what he needs, but recall, but you need, you know, someone to hold everybody together. Ukmochim ba'olam, so doing the olam, tzion b'chal yofi, tzion is the essence of beauty of the world, the harmony of the world, tzion.
That's
the Beit HaMikdash, right? He's just talking about the three different things, time, space, and what he calls souls. Fine.
He's up to nefesh now.
Yeah, right. Well, I said space before. Before he said it, now he said, okay. Vine. Where is that? Vine. Kenos Hashem Yisbarach Shiyah Mikodem Sheshis Yimei Maaseh V'Achach Yechibur Echav L'Kulam. So too, the way Kodesh designed the world, the 6 days of creation, each one, you know, blasting out its own unique qualities, etc. And then the last is Shabbos. So K'mochin Hagam K'machlochis Tzarech Lios. She called Echon Yomer Daito, even though that concept of Machlokas is everybody is trying to express what they are unique, what makes them unique. And again, not just for the sake of posturing, but the idea of what he called us, I understand the Gemara this way, or I understand it that way, or I understand this way, the way you look at life. No, that's what I should understand it, the way you look at life. But they were trying to be L'Shem Shemayim. And the Echon trying to be L'Shem Shemayim. We'll see what that really means, L'Shem Shemayim. Ukmochen, agam ki amachlokes tzarech lios kol echad yomer daito, aval kol kedei sheyia achar kach achtus echad. Right? There's the goal. Machlokes, right, is by definition. Everybody has to express what makes them unique in terms of, let's say, their havana Torah, their havana of life, their understanding of how to apply the Torah into life, etc. That's so. Buddha calls it, everybody's got to express their thing, but the goal has got to be at the end that we all become one again. Not that my thumbs become staple to my suspenders, right? And then you, ha ha, me, I got it right, Buddha calls it. The rest of them, a bunch of spiritual amoebas, right, etc. It's always the goal, that's the idea. He says that's the concept of machlokis l'shem shamayim. It seems, like it says, v'hev basufa. Ava Basufa, in other words, two Talmid Chacham, a father and a son, two Chavrusas, they fight it out, yeah, right? There's a machlokis between, there's a battle, right? But in the end, the goal is to come to oneness, to Achdus. If it doesn't come to that, then we know there's a flaw someplace. Zech Bechemet Hashem L'Shem Shamayim. That's the Bechem L'Shem Shamayim. Umatzku B'Pirut, it starts with division. It closes with what he called forming a chabura, forming a unit.
It's division. Person states his opinion, and in the end, they come to a common.
Yeah, that's what he called. The idea is that either one convinces the other, or the other one, they agree on a compromise. Mm-hmm. On a compromise. But again, the idea is what he called, the person's got to be the Shem Shemayim. If he's not the Shem Shemayim, the person never gives in. The
person has their own personal
interest. Right. The Azmus kind, that's why you need the tzaddik to hold everybody together, because not everybody's nidos are perfected, so that they're willing to let go of their opinion in order so that it should meld into that of the klal.
Did you have a personal example of that?
What, the tzaddik?
No,
the Azmus kind, kosher kotzav, oh, shalom bim roma. And then it's a fulfillment of, like, just like Hashem in the heavens, the disparate forces, the forces of fire, forces of ice. Hashem brings them one, makes them into one, to work together. Right, b'diyuk. V'nei Moshe Rabbeinu Olo Shalom v'Aaron heim ha'roshim ha'kolim kol nafshos b'nei Yisrael. Moshe and Aaron, right? This was what Korach, right? Failed to recognize. He failed to recognize because he was projecting. He projected his approach. Right, he projected his own approach to the sense of being unique. of individuality, he projected it onto Moshe Aharon. And he assumed that they're the same way. So who says why they should be? When Bechlal, they weren't marching to the beat of the same drummer. Right? Theirs was, what he called, was a goal not to have hegemony, not to have, you know, control, not to have leadership, what he called, not to have power and honor and all that stuff that goes along with it, yeah, for the sake of superglueing one's thumbs to one's suspenders, right? Theirs was only to be that clearinghouse, right, in order to, what he called, to gather all the disparate, yeah, approaches in Klal Yisrael and make them one, as long as it's the Shem Shemayim.
But would you say that Korach failed in his Yiddishkeit then?
Yeah. His pretty cool. What happened was is he had kinah. Right? Kin, the pasuk says, Rekev Aksamos kinah. Right? The rot of the bones is jealousy. So once your bones are rotting, right? Once your bones are rotting, and then he's jealous. He's jealous of Moshe, he's jealous of Aaron, he's jealous of Eli Tzafon. He's jealous. Then his wife really got him cooking, right? She gave him, what do you call it? She gave him, as he was struggling with his own jealousy, etc., she egged him on into more jealousy and more hatred for Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only that, but she gave him ideas of how to implement his, what do you call it, his machlokes with Moshe Rabbeinu. His office went down the tubes, literally. Right? Right, David, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, Hema, Roshim, Kolin, Kol Nafshos, Bnei Yisrael. They are the ones that encapsulate all the souls of the Jewish people. Moshe and Aaron, right? Talks about over there. He brings the Gemara in Chagiga. It talks about Horius. I'm sorry, what do you call it? It says Medrash Matovu Manoim Sheves Achim Gam Yachad Ketal Chermon, right? Ketal Chermon. It says what do you call it in Kufam and Gimel in Tehillim. It says Shira Malos LeDavid. He named by the bottom, the citation on the bottom, the number two on the bottom, the footnote. Shira Malos LeDavid. Named Matogu Manoim Sheves Achim Gan Yachad. How good, how pleasing is when two brothers we call are together, right? Kashem and Ato. Their whole essence was to be together, both for one another and for the Jewish people, right? When the Jewish people link themselves to Moshe Aharon, then they're in good shape. Kishem and Atov al Rosh Yored al Zakan Zkan Aron Yored al Pimi Dosa. Right, they were tzaddikim. When Moshe Rabbeinu anointed, Aron, there was concern. Maybe Moshe was a moel. Maybe he derived appropriate pleasure from what he caught from the Shemra Mishcha. Maybe Aron did. Each of them was worried. The idea of being moel is that if you're doing it l'shem Shamayim, so you're not being nana for yourself. You're doing it l'shem Shamayim. You're doing it for the sake of heaven. If, however, you're deriving any personal benefit for it, then you're being moel. So they're both concerned. Moshe was concerned. Aaron was concerned. Is there Mila? No Mila. Ketal Chermon, this last passage. Ketal Chermon, Shiyored al Har Etzion, Kisham Tziv Hashem Es Habrocha Chaim Ad Olam. Like the towel that comes down onto Har Chermon, right? It's always what he called. It's never dried up, right? It's never dried up. It's always what he called. It's always benefiting, right? Called, from the snow or the rain or what he called, or the towel, etc. And this is because you're the Har Etzion. Goes on Har Etzion. What does the Tal of Hermon have to do with Har Etzion, with the hills of Zion? It's because it's coming, it sees itself, Har Hermon is receiving, but it's receiving because it's there to serve Zion, right? Zion is the center of Eretz Yisrael. Zion is the makam where the heavens and the earth come together. Zion is the base of Mikdash. That's the central point. Anything that's happening in the spokes of the wheel, the spokes of the wheel of Eretz Yisrael is for the sake of what he called of the central point that unifies all of Eretz Yisrael.
It says in the Gemara, nobody can be.
What? What?
It says in the Gemara, nobody does anything without a personal interest.
I don't say to everybody, well, that's under normal circumstances. Our people are selfless. Our people are selfless. So he goes, there's Moshe and Aaron. Otherwise, there would have been Moel. There would have been Me'ila. Would have been Me'ila. So too, Chermon, what happens on Chermon is because it sees itself as serving its purpose vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis the Tzion, the central point in Eretz Yisrael. Kosha Beit HaMikdash, Haya Bracha L'chol HaMakomos, right? Just like Beit HaMikdash was the source of Bracha for all the places, because Beit HaMikdash wherever became one. Wherever things are one, that's where Bracha comes from. And everything, and all the division that exists, which is L'Shem Shamayim, each one trying to speak out what's unique in it, but if it leads back to the place of Bracha, to the place of oneness, it becomes Bracha again. right? It becomes like a system, right? Uniqueness pointing itself out, but always returning back to the source of if it's oneness with the source of bracha, and then once again, it spreads out. The bracha spreads out to the rest of the place, and then now each time a person receives new opportunities, etc. So I say it this way, you say it that way, but again, where we're going to bring it back, we're going to bring it back to the source again. So the system becomes like this closed system of uniqueness back to oneness, of uniqueness back to oneness, both in time and in space, right? And it's only works through the clearinghouse called the souls of the Jewish people, as they function in the same fashion, expressing their uniqueness and then returning back to oneness.
That's what happened in the Tower of Babel. Didn't Hashem just give them credit for having their oneness?
Right, but then because they wanted to do that's why they had. That's why he said if I let them continue going this way, they'll destroy. You know what he called? They'll accomplish their doing, because unity is incredibly potent. Mm-hmm. We'll do that in Mitzvah Shem B'Liner when we get to Mitzilim on Kuf Chafes. Right, Mr. Shemot Shabbos, we'll talk about that, how important the concept of unity is. So now, we're after three dots there. After three dots, let's go to that. We have to read every chapter and verse. Where did it go? Here it is. V'hinei os. V'hinei os hamata. Remember, we're after the entire machlokas with Korach. So they took the staffs of what he called, of each of the what he called the shvatim, with Aaron's staff, and they put it into the old moed. V'hinei os hamata shel Aaron ha'yelohodia ki kochos Moshe Rabbeinu l'vashon v'Aaron mishamayim. This was to point out that their koach, right, is min shamayim. Dichti boter v'asho yipol uche'ole tzadikim yifruchu. A person who places his trust, the Pasuk in Mishle, a person who places his trust in his wealth, right, he will fall. Uche'ole, like a leaf, tzadikim yifruchu. They will recall, the tzadikim will be poreach, will blossom forth. V'zen iskayim b'machlokes korosh, ha'ilu ma'poa u'porach mate Aaron. Right? Aaron's mate was fruitful. Korach, on the other hand, fell, what he called, because he believed in his wealth. In other words, when he trusts in his wealth, what is he saying? He's saying, Kochi ve'otzim yadi asali esachayel hazeh. My strength, my savviness, my connections, my blah, 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 gave me the ability to accomplish. He's a person who is possessed of his ego, in the end, falls. He falls. Whereas, what he called, the mata of Aaron, is always giving forth new, fresh, green, growth, etc. Because he never takes it for himself, right? He's, on the one hand, it's such an interesting thing, he's a staff is hard. But because his staff is not a projection of what he called, I'm the top, I'm the best, I'm the highest, I'm the leader, I've got all the COVID, etc., etc., etc. Since we're always, new growth is coming from it. It's like was it Rav Shimon Elazar says, Lo olam yehadam rach kekone, vaya kosher ke'eres. A person should be pliant, like a, what do you call it, like a reed, and never stiff, like what do you call it, like a cedar. Because what do you call it, because eventually when the wind will come, right, which will blow you down, right? Maybe you haven't come across the wind big enough yet, but eventually the wind comes and blows down the cedar. Whereas the reed just bends over. Bends over, gets it back up again. That's why they're always, there's new vibrance, new life inside of them. Because Aaron, he's like a staff, you're thinking it's dead, it's a piece of wood. But because he always, the staff is a symbol of dominion. Right, the staff is always a symbol of dominion. What do you call it? Like what do you call it? Your power, like what do you call it? The king with his scepter, right? The staff. Each one was a symbol of the unique of each of the shvatim. This is their staff of dominion. Well, you also shave it, Yehud, the Pasuk says, right? Each that what he calls dominion. But his dominion is one that always gives forth new growth, because he's never what do you call it? He's never so full of himself. It's always just what he calls him for the sake of Klal Yisrael. See, Mata Aaron, Besoch Matosam, Right? Le'el is like it said in the pasuk, Sheves Achim Gam Yakav. Shekolcho Shekolin Godol, who kishekol b'nei Yisrael, misatzvim and asim aguda achas. V'azchalim kli machzik bracha. When there's achdus, when there's shalom in Klai Yisrael, then they can benefit, right, from the hashpa that the Kohen Gadol wishes to bring down onto them. The Kohen Gadol is selfless. He wants to, what he called, completely attach each person uniquely to what he calls to back to the Klal again, to the world of shalom, to the world of bracha, to the world of echad. When they are functioning in such a fashion, so then they zocha to that. And if not, God forbid, it doesn't work. Fine. Oh, so now let's take a look. Let's take a look on top of page 2. Here we call this applies, this takes place.
That's near the Sfas-Semis?
No, it was still Sfas-Semis. I'm just skipping part of it. Right? He says this is the whole nature of the world. The nature of the world, right? The nature of the world, the machlokis, let's say, that l'shem shamayim. Instead, we said before, it was the machlokis shamayim and hillel. Shamayim is midas hadin, hillel is midas hachesed. It's rachamim, yeah. Shamayim, right? Shamayim and hillel were l'shem shamayim. L'shem shamayim. In other words, the goal was to bring everything back to, what do you call, back to the oneness of Hashem. Never, what do you call, just to state my case, right, because I'm the big cheese around here. So in this world, we paskin, Arizal says, we paskin like Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel, everybody called, are those who are the Derech HaChesed, Derech HaRachamim. And the Olam HaEmes, we're paskin like Beis Shammai, Olam HaDin. Just like in the creation of the world itself, it says, Olam HaChshava, Livrot Olam Midas HaDin, Shitifal Midas HaRachamim. Rachamim makes Din applicable and successful in this world, otherwise it wouldn't be, right? The joining of the two. So their machlokas is the Shem Shamayim. Their machlokas is what he called is Shammai points out the tincture of truth of Din, right? And Hillel, as it were, makes it successful, makes it applicable. In the Olam Emes, where we won't need right called Rachamim anymore, that'll be like the halacha will be like Shammai. The Korach, the second line here, in the middle of what he called in the middle of what he called the second line on page 2. The Korach Shirotz Yigmar befall the Midas Adin Shu Midas Halavim. He says a very fascinating thing here. Korach wasn't a Shem Shamayim. It wasn't a Machlokes Shem Shamayim because he was possessed. His ego was in the way. What was his intellectual presentation of things? Like, how did he define what he's doing over here? He says, each person, kikola eda kulam kadoshim. Everybody should do it on their own.
Do what?
Do the record. They should do their avoda on their own. There's no need for this clearinghouse of the tzaddik, right, to put it back into what he called the one grand unit and bring it back to its source. Don't need it. Kikola eda kulam kadoshim. The entire congregation is holy. Everybody will do it on their own. And the Sfas Emes, and not this Sfas Emes, another Sfas Emes, he points out the difference between the Levim and the Kohanim. The Kohanim were invested with Kedusha from above. Right? Kedusha. Kedusha is always going to come from an outside source. You're Makdish something. Hashem is Makdish something. Tahara. Tahara. When Tahara, it means that something was Tameh before, and you have to retire it. Retire it. The Levim, says the Sfas Emes, are the sod of Tahara. The Kohanim are the sod of what he called of Kedusha. The Levim, Tahara, means you have to cleanse yourself. Right? So that was what he called part of the modus operandi of the Levim was you gotta work hard yourself. But you gotta remember that in the end you can't do it all yourself. You can't do it all yourself. Right? You need help from Shammai. You need the way Hashem designs the world in order for you to be successful.
Korach didn't believe in that?
Korach believed. He over accentuated, yeah, you gotta do it yourself. And that's all you have. All you have is only what you do, right? And all you have is only what you do, which is true to a degree, but you don't You don't have anybody else to do anything more for you. And you don't need anybody else. You should get only what you deserve. You don't return back to what he called to the cloud, to what he called to bring it back up.
A lot of people want it. But that's the Korach.
Right? The Korach Shuat Sashigmar before the Midas Adin, Shu Midas Alvim Vizet E. Efshar. It's not possible. He is a Kelavim, he is Orus Arishon. Aval Gemar Terechlios Bechesed, Kedis Smola Itar, Vihemina Avid. With the left hand is where you arouse, and the right hand, what do you call it? You do the action. So you need that pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Do it like Levim. But don't think that you can do it all yourself. You got to energize yourself, but you're going to need help. After you've done what you can do, you have to realize that you're just a part of the klal, part of the klal, and the klal is what's attached, what you call to the shemayim. V'ayim begzor haKodesh bereishis barich v'inyan Korach, right? V'shamati mimori zkeini ki muchanai Korach lios roshu levim ko aron, right? Koin gadol lekohanim. If Korach hadn't sinned, there would have existed a rosh to the levim, just like Aaron was a rosh to the kohanim. But because of his jealousy, and because of what he called of his midos, he lost that. Right? And that's why in the end, Aaron received both things. The Adnira ki ato zocha Aaron the Kabul Madregas Korach, he received, Aaron became the head of the Kohanim and the head of the Levim as well. Why? Because like the Chovos Levavos says, if you are malshin on somebody else, you lambast somebody else, you speak ill of somebody else, right? In the end, you wind up with their chelik in Gehenim, right? They wind up with your chelik in Gehenim, and you get their chelik in Gan Eden. All the good deeds that they do come transferred to you, and all your bad deeds get transferred to them, right? Chovos Levavos. Let's say you're malshin on somebody. He says, what do you call it? Ya malshin al chavero, nosim al chobos chavero, uschishol nosim al chavero, einshon. The chobos chavero says, right?
They get your
mitzvahs, you get their averus. Chas v'shol. Right? We shouldn't have to know. V'chein tzivakach, right, etc. Fine. So really, what we see from this whole thing, is that a person, as it were, a machlokis l'shem shamayim is really the nature of the world. The nature of the world is everything declares its own uniqueness. The goal, though, is after that uniqueness has been declared, to turn it back towards what it called to a source of collective oneness. And Korach didn't realize what he called that what he was doing by advancing his cause, right? Which didn't have this idea of turning things back to its oneness, only everybody's own uniqueness, no sense of cloud whatsoever. He cut himself off from the very source of his own strength. It was like he was on a limb of a tree, and he said, "I'm going to be unique. I'm going to be distinct. I don't have to be attached to all the rest of the tree." And he starts sawing and sawing. He sawed himself off from the tree, and that was his end.
And what about Shabbos?
Shabbos, what do you call Shabbos, has that capacity to make everything one again. Shabbos, the Mikdash, what do you call the collective souls of the Jewish people, but we need someone, right? That's the concept here of the tzaddik, right? Someone who's, you know, like we say, al tzaddikim, al chassidim. It's like, you know, when we say in the bracha and shemar esrei, al tzaddikim, al chassidim, al zikim, am chaves Yisrael. We talk about all the different types of tzaddikim and chassidim and zakenim and all the different people of the highest quality in the Jewish people, right? And then when we say v'sim chelkenim lahem le'olam, and may our portion be with them. What does that mean? May our portion be with them? We say it every day in Shemoneh Esrei. V'sim chelkenim lahem le'olam v'lo nevosh ki v'chov atachnu. Right? We place our chelik with them, right? So we shouldn't be ashamed, for we place our trust in you. Well, it sounds like free association. What's one to do with the other? But the idea being is that when we recognize that there are people who are really selfless, right? There are people, right? I'm not saying we're zillions of them, but there are people really selfless. and that really what their kavanah in life is l'shem shemayim. When we at least we value that, so we can make the request with sim chalkeini imahem, because that's the way Hashem designed the world, right? When you see something of value, etc., and you attach yourself to it, so then you have the right to do. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. we should have a chelik, just like they have a chelik. What the heck? They're tzaddikim. You're what you call it, your chopped liver, right? But when we value, we see who they are, and we value that. So, and we can make it because Zasir Chalkeini Mahem, let's be an appendage unto them. Their tzidkis, their righteousness, their mesiris nefesh, their Hashem Shamayim, all the good qualities. The Zasir Chalkeini Mahem Le'olam, we should be what he called me, we should be together with them. Because in that way, we become all part of the cloud. V'lo nevosh. And that way, we won't be embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. When you're part of the, what do you call it, when you're part of the big picture, right? You're part of the big picture. Like you think of, what do you call it, a picture by Renoir, Seurat, you know, all these dots, yeah, all these impressionistic painters, right, etc. What?
Matisse.
Okay, Matisse also. What do you call it? What do you call it? Yeah, when you put them all together, you put them all together, you put them all together, put them all together, it's beautiful. When you put them all together, right, so it's beautiful. One dot stands by itself. What does it look like? Somebody sneezed after they really caught a sandwich with ketchup, right? A little red dot there on the canvas. It's a busha. It's a busha. That bracha, this the end of that bracha, you understand through everything that Sassan is talking about. V'sim chalkeinu mehem v'lo nevosh, ki v'cho batachnu. V'cho batachnu? Right? Not batzmeinu batachnu. I was smart, I was what you call from, I was righteous, I was this, I was that, I was the next thing, I had the longest knees, I had the biggest toes, I've been the ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, etc. I place my trust in Hashem. Hashem is one. How am I going to get back to that one? Is after all of my uniqueness, I return back, I'm part of the cloud. Part of the cloud. Okay.
Yes, Hashem. We should be Zohar.
Practically. You walk into shul. You walk into shul, and you're looking around. We talked about this before, right? Back over there, he looks so frum. He's such a faker. that guy over there, he doesn't look so frum. He's a friar. That guy over there, he, why does he have to push his bench into me all the time? That guy over there, he came really late. That guy over there, he comes too fast. That guy. When we walk into shul, right, like that, then we know we got a problem.
Pre-opinionated.
We know we got a problem. When we walk into shul and we realize that there are 10 Jews here, that means the Shekhinah is going to be here. And that now we're on a boat ride. Yeah. Boat ride, traveling down, or traveling up, I should say, traveling up, like an Amazon, right, of tefillos, coming from different types of people, with different strengths, with different weaknesses, right, it's all different, you know, nature, nurture, good days, bad days, what do you call, all that stuff, but each person is in his state right now, of him, and Eina Nili, Mili, Milo Akshav, Emasai. Right? That's who the person is. Right? Each person right here is unique. Each person is in this moment in time trying to do what they're trying to do to the greater or lesser success, whatever it is, but whatever they're doing. And the anilat's me, mani. If I'm going to do it all by myself, I'm going to look like that single dot in that impressionistic painting as opposed to being part of the cloud. We have to, what do you call it? We have to be less critical. Less critical, less opinionated about other people. Unless we call it, if we're expressing something in Torah, it's a Seder. So we express it in Torah, and then, but with this idea of turning it back to the part of the Jewish people. Without the Jewish people, we don't have the, it's like the lens. You can't, it's like the atmosphere. It's like the atmosphere. If we didn't have the atmosphere, we're just exposed to the sun, right? We turn to post-toasties. We turn to post-toasties. We really cool. That's it. We fry. So the only way that we can reach upward towards the sun is being part of what he called of the Jewish people as a whole. Right? There are those tzaddikim who are are higher up in the stratosphere, as it were, than we are, because they're more selfless. So at the very least, we should value them, ala tzaddikim v'chassidim, etc., etc., etc. And in terms of our own attitudes, we should always try and bring ourselves up. Think.